150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Across America, George Soros is spending billions to defeat conservative prosecutors and judges. Think Alabama is immune? Think again. 2 years ago, Soros tried to take over the Alabama Supreme Court, but you stopped him. Now Soros is back and taking aim at Judge Beth Kellum on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Why? Because Kellum's tough, and George Soros can't control her. Now she needs your vote. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals.
I'm Beth Kellum. As a judge, I fight for the Constitution and the law, and it's too bad if Mr. Soros doesn't like it. I'm asking for your vote on March 3rd so that I can continue to fight for what's right, regardless of what George Soros, the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, or anyone else might think.
Stop socialism. Stop Soros. Keep Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. For Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 6181, Montgomery, 36106.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Our wet and sometimes turbulent forecast continues through the week. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, and pretty mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and storms will be around from time to time during the daytime hours, but I think the bulk of the activity, the stronger activity, will be Wednesday night, and it could be one of those overnight severe weather events we'll be watching carefully with the threat of damaging winds, and you can't rule out a tornado. That lasts in through Thursday morning before it turns sharply cooler later on Thursday. That leads to a much colder Thursday night and a windy and very chilly day on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy has America's best dairy products.
We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources.
Those resources are cows. That's where milk comes from. At Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, our methods are tried and true.
Artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby. And then we take her milk that's intended for a calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
Because it's so delicious.
I don't know what I'd be without it.
You'd have osteoporosis, probably, Joaquin.
We share the same love.
The love of farm-fresh milk, butter, and cheese. Why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy? Because he's an A-list Oscar-winning Hollywood celebrity and knows better than you. That's why.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, made with pretentiousness.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy. We artificially inseminate the cows, so you don't have to.
Here's his new best friend.
I'm here to tell you life on Earth will go away. Our house is on fire, its dire, we'll all be DOA. A mass extinction is already here. And if we don't act today, this week, this month, we'll be gone in 8 years. So how dare you? You've stolen my childhood. How dare you? I want you to panic like you should. How dare you? Donald Trump, I'm looking at you. How dare you?
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
The big broadcast happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. So Joe Biden,
I'm out of here,
out of New Hampshire. Does anybody really care what time it is? By the way, it's 3:08.
And here they are.
Oh, Jed,
please clap.
They're always the last to know. Candidates who have kind of done themselves in. So Joe Biden is off to South Carolina to see how fast he can get himself tossed to the bottom of that race. The whole thing's a joke. The president goes up there and packs. I mean, even liberal reporters took note of the fact that the entire field of Democratic candidates had been in that same building and couldn't even come close to filling it. Trump shows up and it's packed to the rafters inside. Another almost equally sized large crowd outside watching on screens, people waiting for days to see him. Really, in my opinion, to say thank you. Because every survey that comes out says people are, this is in America where we're kind of taught to bitch about everything. They're happy with their life. They think it's going to be better a year from now. That's called optimism. And that is not, optimism is not phony. Optimism is a byproduct of a chain of events that lead us to feel that way. I feel, I'm not so optimistic about my health. I mean, I got to be honest with you.
I'm optimistic about your health.
Rosie will be optimistic.
Yes.
When I can't. But, on one hand, I ask, why are we even paying attention to this clown show on the left? You know who I want to win? I want Bernie Sanders to come out of this as the front runner. Just to see how, A, they'll react to that. But why I really would love to see that happen isn't because Trump will destroy him. It's time to have the capitalism versus communism dialogue. You know, we lost a lot of people in other parts of the world trying to stop that ideology from going on. You know what? In retrospect, does Joe McCarthy look like he had it wrong? Now you look what's going on in the deep state. And finally, the president is getting rid of these people. That NSC became a big bloated bureaucracy. Just, you know, the Obama administration handing out jobs to, I don't know what these people did, but they should have been gone on Trump's first day. Big mistake. That's one reason why we had to go through all this crap with the phony impeachment. And the media is celebrating heroes like the Vindman brothers. Please. Flounder and his twin. I think that's the dialogue that needs to happen. I love all these expert you turn on any of these cable news channels, and there's always three or four people who, well, they're experts. Nobody is an expert on Donald Trump except him. And so that's, if you can't look at the, we saw that dwindle after Obama's first year. He lost that magic, that charisma. But what did we run against him? Oh, my God. Well, the guy he beat in 2008, you know, Mr. Excitement. And then I don't even want to say his name, Romney, who, wow, this is fun, but I'm going to coast in from here, and Obama sneaks in and gets a second term. So the man that's currently in the White House is the legacy of Barack Obama, because what Barack Obama did was get a lot of people to realize, hey, they really do want to run every aspect of our life. They really do want to fundamentally transform what's a great country. And it's not just here, but Brexit has finally happened, because Trump is inspiring people all over the globe whose countries are being destroyed by unrestricted migration of people who have no intention of assimilating, becoming part of a culture, people who want to save the legacy. You're seeing it in Italy. It may be too late for France. In Germany, as long as you have Angela Merkel in there, you're doomed. You're really doomed. But Britain's out. You don't have to put up with these European rules, this 28-nation Mickey Mouse club that, again, with that socialist utopia, always has the end goal. How'd that work out? Their economies suck. Their cities are being destroyed. No-go zones, and, oh, man. And everybody's afraid to speak up and identify the problem. The news agencies there are just as petrified as the ones here about telling the truth about anything. But we have the internet, and we have other ways of learning the truth. And it's happening over there like it is here. And I think you're going to see, one by one, the European Union is going to disintegrate. Because the people are going to take their countries back. And in the meantime, here, this whole pretense that any Pete Buttigieg, are you serious? Elf on a shelf in the White House? Really? We should do a little Google search on South Bend, Indiana, to see where it ranks, A, in terms of population, but how it ranks economically, unemployment, and all those figures. Well, this little guy's running around. I'm ready to run. He's like the white Obama. I've been a mayor of a small city. Oh, I was in the Senate for 3 weeks. I'm ready to be president. Really. And I think somewhere here I have a clip of Buttigieg, who has become, there it is, PG, rated PG, Pete Buttigieg. He has this gift for, now I'm bringing this up on the assumption that I'll be able to play this through our computer in the studio. Does anybody think that's going to happen?
No.
You should feel that way, because at some point we're going to compel a change here on this. Here's Pete. Let's listen to Pete, bullcrap face the nation.
We now turn to former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He is at his campaign headquarters in Manchester. Good morning.
He's creepy looking. He just is. A lot of people, you see this side by side with Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine here. What? Me worry? Yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
According to our latest figures, you're about 4 points behind Senator Bernie Sanders. How do you close the gap and make the argument that moderates should vote for you and not Joe Biden?
Well, New Hampshire is a state that likes to think for itself, and we'll be engaging Democrats as well as a lot of undeclared voters and maybe a handful of Republicans who know that they won't agree with me on everything, but are just sick of looking their kids in the eye and trying to defend or explain this presidency.
Have you run into a lot of that, people who can't look their kids in the eye and defend this presidency?
No.
See, they don't need to do that. Trump does a fine job defending it on his own. You silly little turd. Go ahead.
That kind of hard work we'll be putting in all the way until polls close on Tuesday. And we're confident that it's going to lead to a great night.
Well, you also have to throw a few elbows here back at Bernie Sanders, who basically is calling you a little inauthentic. He's going after some of your financial base, saying you've got at least 40 billionaires with ties to the pharmaceutical industry, other big money interests. He's basically saying you're bought and paid for. How do you respond to that?
I'll respond to that. Why would any donor invest in a 37-year-old fantasy island candidate for the presidency? That makes absolutely no sense. Of course, we were watching Mike Bloomberg. Did you hear what he said?
No.
We got to stop. We pull over white people too often. We got to start pulling over more minorities.
What?
Like maybe one of the most, it came, somebody dug it up from something he said in 2013. He's done. At first, I thought, well, maybe the Democrats will let him buy his way into the nomination so they can sacrifice him and come back in 2024 with an even bigger circus than the one they're running now. Yeah, we got to look that up. Anyhow, I really don't want to stay on politics. We have a couple of guests who are going to help us stay off politics for a little bit. And thanks to everybody who participated in our Facebook poll on the Republican... it means nothing. It's my Facebook group, and apparently a big chunk of it is either going to vote for Bradley Byrne or Tommy Tuberville. I saw a poll from Yellowhammer today that has Sessions in the lead with a third or something like that. There's no question in my mind there'll be a runoff. I'm still doubting that Jeff Sessions has that level of support right now. I'm not hearing it. And I don't think Montgomery is a freak show that's so completely different from the rest of the state. We are at, what's the latest temperature? 77 degrees. It's warm. It's muggy. Of course, that also means we're probably going to have a real rock and roll weather day tomorrow. And Rich Thomas will be here in the morning to talk to you about that. But in the meantime, these kinds of, not only, you know, I was at the doctor this afternoon. Office is packed with people. Just one crud after another. And by the way, if you get that stuff, that snuffles, that lungs, you're looking at, like they're saying, on average 6 weeks before it clears your system. It's a long-term situation. But the people that can keep you comfortable as we make these 40-degree shifts, we did that last week going from 77 to 37 and below with the wind chill, and same thing coming at the end of this week after the storms come through tomorrow and into Thursday morning. You'll be going back and forth between your AC and your heat. I know our AC was running today because it's sticky and uncomfortable outside. That's one reason why we're having the nasty weather tomorrow. Let Clark's team up with you, A, to keep your energy costs down, and B, to be their on-call urgent care service. Their membership is $159. You get two tune-ups to your system. Just call up and let them know when you're ready. They'll come out, get you ready for the... if you join today... They come out and make sure your rest of the cold weather season, you're in good shape for that. And then they'll come back in late March, early April, and continue for the summer. Helps keep electric costs down, and sometimes they'll spot something that they suggest you repair. If you're a member, you get a discount on parts and labor. They're the best at what they do. They're incredibly good human beings on top of that. So for people and expertise, you can't do better than Clark's. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number is 99004. Duke will be with you in a minute.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertising Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. Like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $18.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
Tomorrow at 9 a.m., it's another Bama Half Off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 tomorrow at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody is Kung Flu fighting. Coronavirus is so frightening. Drove down to Walgreens.
We got the crud here in America, but this coronavirus in China is shutting that country down. And you can't travel. You got to stay in your house. All the theaters are closed. I don't know what they're going to end up doing there. But it ain't good. And it may be affecting the market. We'll talk to Brand about that right now. Here is Duke at 325. Hey, Duke.
Hey, Greg. How you feeling better?
It's a long, slow haul. That's all I can tell you.
I'm glad I'm not married to a Miss Coleman, because I would have to eat my arm off to get out of bed to listen to her voice. She about gets on my nerves.
Well, but, I have no opinion on anything like that.
Oh, okay. I was going to tell you, I listened to something Sunday morning on a radio station, a guy that wrote two books about Mormonism.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ignorant towards the whole religion, but it really blew, it opened up my eyes to what Romney is all about. And
since you went to the trouble to look into it, what is he all about? Because I don't understand the man at all.
Well, I don't know about him, but the religion is
is this in some way tied to his?
That's what they were trying to tie in. It was on that faith radio channel, but I don't know. It opened my eyes to what they're all about. I don't know. It was kind of strange. I guess you have to look it up and see what I'm talking about. But I didn't know anything about Mormons, but it really shocked me what they really believe in. So anyway.
Well, I had no problem with that aspect of his candidacy, but I do if he was using it as an excuse to convict the president.
They weren't really tying it. Yeah, they weren't really tying it into that.
He did. Mitt Romney did that, Duke.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember?
I remember.
I got to vote to convict him because my religion, I can't go against my conscience.
Yeah, I never even knew anything about the religion until I heard it on the radio.
Well, I didn't understand it any better after that, I can tell you that.
Yeah. All right, see you.
Thanks for the call. 327. We're going to take this break a little bit early. We have guests in the studio. We want to get them on because we're going to talk about something that's very critical, your health. If you have not looked into home ownership because you've kind of written yourself out of the market, guess what? The market is heating up. Now is the time to buy because it not only becomes a place that you can call your own, but it also is returning, especially here, because real estate prices bouncing back in Montgomery. It's taken a lot longer in this neck of the woods than it has in other parts of the country. Finally coming back. So it becomes that investment. You know, they always say sometimes you got to wait a little while, but when you buy a house, at some point, it's going to be worth more than what you pay for it. Morris Capuano is the guy to get you in because he's got access to dozens of programs through Renaissance Bank. That's why he partnered up with them. It opened up more avenues and pathways to home ownership. And whether you've tried before or haven't, he's the guy to do it. He has put the keys to homes in thousands of hands. That's a lot of experience. And that matters when you're going through that process, especially the first time, because it can be a little nerve-wracking. And he knows how to clear up issues that could be, you know, problematic. Very few people ever have a clear sale through on a mortgage. But if I can get one after rebuilding my credit, he can do it for you, too. He's done a phenomenal job for the Budells and so many of my friends. Call him at 409-9300. That's Morris Capuano, 409-9300. And Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
It is 3:30. There is some rain in the air. We'll check the Doppler in a bit.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Got a lot of school traffic still on the road this afternoon. Please use caution. Watch out for the buses and the kids. Spotty congestion along the boulevard all the way around the city. I-65 and 85. We've got light to moderate traffic through downtown. Not a lot going on at this time, but it's going to get a lot busier as we get later in the afternoon. No accidents into us to pass along to you, so buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We got a Valentine's Day special for you.
You're talking about $99, of course, white, yellow, rose gold. We're talking about gold hoop earrings.
She can dress them up. She can dress them down. You can't miss this deal.
No guy can miss with this. This is great. You get these hoops. Can't go wrong. Hoops are so pretty. Yes, come see us. We're in the Peptree Shop. They're open every day to Valentine's Day.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Imagine that you're at the store, like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties. Made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle, because today you bake.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. A Montgomery man has been charged with multiple counts of attempted murder. Montgomery police charged 67-year-old Shepard Thomas with three counts of attempted murder after he shot at police during a fight in the 400 block of Airbase Boulevard over the weekend and barricaded himself in a motel room. Thomas remains under $180,000 bond. The National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for our area. As of now, the Alabama River is at 115.8 feet. Agricultural lands will start to flood as the river reaches 122 feet. The flood warning continues for the Alabama River at Montgomery and Selma. Several MPS students are learning about the justice system by going to the movies. About 300 students went to see the film Just Mercy. The film is based on the true story of attorney Brian Stevenson and the formation of the Equal Justice Initiative. It was sponsored by the Montgomery City Council. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our wet and sometimes turbulent forecast continues through the week. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, and pretty mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and storms will be around from time to time during the daytime hours, but I think the bulk of the activity, the stronger activity, will be Wednesday night, and it could be one of those overnight severe weather events we'll be watching carefully with the threat of damaging winds, and you can't rule out a tornado. That lasts in through Thursday morning before it turns sharply cooler later on Thursday. That leads to a much colder Thursday night and a windy and very chilly day on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trust me to read the radar?
No.
Well, I'm going to do my best. We do have some showers in the area. Most of the activity, the heavier stuff, is still to the north, but we saw that yesterday. Then around 4:45, it plowed into us out of the north. No severe, but we do have a flood warning in effect all the way until Sunday. If you go to my Facebook page, watch Rich Thomas's weather video for this morning.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you ever wanted to get away from it all and stay away from it all, plan your next vacation on Quarantine Cruise Lines. You'll be whisked away at sea on a beautiful cruise ship and then locked in your cabin where you'll stay so you don't get infected. You'll receive all the luxuries of a regular cruise. With these few exceptions, you won't be able to leave your cabin. Food service is extremely limited. No stewards will visit your room, make your bed, or clean your room. No one will leave you chocolates on your pillows. And nobody will fold a towel in the shape of a cute little animal. It's one day after another in complete isolation. Quarantine Cruise Lines, now with containment stops all over the world.
And once again, when Brant joins us after 5 o'clock, we're going to talk about this is impacting China far and above and beyond the number of people are getting sick and so forth. It is destroying their economy. But, hey, the government is boss there. They know what they're doing. Joining us here in the studio, James Jones and Mike Vinson. That means James Jones from Jones Pharmacy and Mike Vinson, founder of Adams Drugs. And it's great to have both of you in here.
Good to be here.
Thank you, Greg.
In fact, I never, I think it's kind of cool when competitors get together because there's an issue that you want the public to be aware of. And the article that I saw was about chain pharmacies. Now, when I talk about you, I always have said before I saw this article, if you feel like just another sea in the face of faces, you're not getting any time or attention to your specific needs or questions. This is why you need to choose Adams or a pharmacy like yours where it's local and they're out to, you know, make you a customer. What's happening now that brings you here with your concerns on this today?
Well, the this New York Times article came out last week and was talking about all the errors and the work conditions at the big chains that they were bogged down with high volume. And even the pharmacist from Texas wrote to the state board that he was a danger to the public. It's kind of scary, but I can see it happening. James knows all about it. I'm not a pharmacist, but I've been in a pharmacy long enough, but he sees it day in and day out, this increased volume, low reimbursements. Our pharmacists are getting turned into claims adjusters, trying to get a claim to go through just so they can get Ms. Jones her medicine.
Wow. So, James, will let you pick it up here and what you're witnessing here in Alabama through your stores.
Greg, I think one of the biggest things that we see on a daily basis are like you said, a face lost in the sea of faces. If you look at what the transition has been over the last, I'd say, 15 to 20 years in pharmacy, when you look at huge corporations controlling what's going on, it's all about the pill purchase. And it's, I guess for a local pharmacy, it's turned into one of the most bizarre business models you've ever seen. It's extremely hard to manage a pharmacy and manage a staff. I feel like we do a very good job of it, and if we can't take care of you for some reason, I certainly recommend Adams Drugs. They are head and shoulders above the rest as far as I'm concerned. But some of the stories that you hear on a daily basis is the turnover in these chain environments. I know that we've hired several technicians lately from chain environments that they say they just can't take it anymore. I know that I've had probably, I would say, in the last 3 months, 12 to 15 pharmacists approached me about jobs saying that they had either left that environment without a place to go or they're looking to go.
Are they saying they're overwhelmed?
They're overwhelmed. They're overworked. The workload is tremendous. They're leaving, going home at night with another day's work ahead of them before they ever get started tomorrow.
Wow. And that...
These are good people. They're hard workers, but the situation that they're put in is, for many of them, unbearable and really dangerous.
So what do we attribute this chaos to? New laws? Bad laws? How do we reform this? How do we change this? Because these gentlemen, by the way, came here today not to promote their pharmacies.
No.
They came here to make you aware especially if you're experiencing the kind of situations we're discussing at the chain pharmacy.
It's a situation where they're just stuck in a bad situation. And these decisions that are made on how many pharmacists you're going to have, how many techs, how many clerks you're going to have, they're made by somebody in either Chicago or Woonsocket, Rhode Island. And they've never been in a pharmacy. They don't know. They wouldn't know to do what to do if they picked up the telephone.
Chicago, that would be Walgreens, right?
Yes.
And Woonsocket, is that CVS?
CVS. And these are good people. These are good, hardworking people. But I'm hearing my nephew works at one in Troy, and he's worked for us, and he knows how it's done. He said we don't have anybody in management that's got more than 3 or 4 months with the company. It's a constant turnover, and it's dangerous. And another thing is that, you know, these PPMs, they are cutting our throat.
Just so we all know, what's a PPM?
A PPM is a pharmacy benefit manager, and they decide what you're going to take, when you're going to take it, where you're going to get it. They decide, they make deals with the big pharma to get their drugs, a preferred drug. And this is a $1 billion industry that they bring absolutely no value whatsoever to the pharmacy business. They were initially formed to save the insured money on their prescriptions. Mm-hmm. If that's true, why are we spending 11.5% more every year since 2010 on prescriptions?
Yeah, I wonder why that is. I went to Washington to rally against that whole disaster. And the answer that they seem to have is, well, we just don't have enough government engagement in this. And to me, I had people on the air when we were in Washington, people that have come by the studio who have begged us to never consider socialist health care, you know, where the government is deciding what you can have, who you can see, and how often, and all of that. So I'm going to give you two the power to fix this problem. Where do you start, James?
I think the answer to this starts with the public, Greg. I think the public is very smart. When I use the word ignorant, I don't mean to say or to come across like I think the public can't understand. But if you look at basic health care, the public is ignorant to the way it's priced. We've heard politicians talk about transparency, transparency, transparency. If everybody could see with a pencil and piece of paper what was going on in a healthcare transaction, I think the public would understand better. All they know is what they've been told. Mm-hmm. They have no understanding of why their prescription is the price it is. They have no idea why their surgery was the price it was. They have no idea why their CT scan was the price it was. They have no idea why, if they had not had insurance, the price would have been one thing. But now that they have insurance, the insurance has a different price. They don't understand any of that. And I don't know if they want to or not, but the lack of understanding has gotten to a point where it's costing us, I guess, the best health care that we can have. When you concentrate on the financial transaction, and I'm not advocating being irresponsible with the finances at all. But what I am advocating is when the financial transaction becomes much more important than your health, time after time after time after time, we've got a problem.
I wanted to ask you about something. I see it advertised on TV all the time, and it shows a mom, a struggling mom with two kids. She goes to the pharmacy late at night with some prescription, and the pharmacist brings up $76 or something like that. Come up on the channels I watch. And she can't afford that. She can't make that, you know, can't pay for the medication the doctor prescribed. Then she learns about GoodRx. I don't know if GoodRx is good or not. What is that, and how did that come to be? What does that do that lowers the price?
Actually, GoodRx only comes into play in maybe 5% of the prescriptions, because those are good for cash prescriptions only.
Oh, really?
Yes. GoodRx and the other one, I think it's Single Care. The PPMs have created a shell game. This money is just, you don't know where it's going. Adams Drugs paid over $1 million last year in DIR fees on Med-D prescriptions. $1 million. DIR stands for direct and indirect remuneration. So you try to figure that one out. But it was created to help the insurers with their prescription plan and their premiums. But what we don't know is how much actually goes back to the insurer and how much is kept by the PBM. But we do know one thing. They took $1 million away from us.
Wow. That's a serious chunk of change. We're going to get back to... Oh, Red Top, I was going to take your call. But that's okay. We'll take a quick break here at 3:46. Our guests are James Jones from Jones Pharmacy and Mike Vinson from Adams Drugs at 3:46.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Certus, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale. Many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal. The Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
I'll bet James Jones and Mike Vinson didn't know that. Nope. Driving around, and sometimes I go through the AUM campus and I see massive tornadoes spiraling up behind me. We're talking about the care crisis in chain store pharmacies here with representatives from Adams Drugs and Jones Drugs. And we have, if you want to ask a question, 272-9228, or make a comment, Red Top.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm standing down here under the Wilbur and Orville Wright plane by the river, and I'll tell you, the river's up. It's going to get really high this time. And first time I've been down underneath this plane, it's really good. Gentlemen, didn't all this pricing stuff start with the implication of Medicare and Lee Iacocca, who designed Medicare, who didn't know what the hell he was doing, and he admitted he put no price caps for anything in Medicare. And years and years later, he admitted that was a big mistake. And that's kind of where we started with this drug pricing going up and never getting any kind of control whatsoever. How can, or is there anything that you guys in the pharmaceutical industry can see that's going to try to hold down this stuff, or is it the Medicare model of no price control is going to continue?
Thanks for the call, Red Top. Gentlemen?
Well, the big problem is there's no competition with certain drugs. I mean, there used to be quite a few generics. There were 12 different companies, mm-hmm. but one company buys up all the other companies, and the $4 bottle of pills now is $400.
So there's no competition?
No competition.
What happens to people, even if they have insurance? I've heard this, and I occasionally get one where I'm a little bit surprised by the copay on it. What happens to people who do have a ridiculously expensive copay and need the medicine but don't have the money to buy it? Are there programs for them? What do you guys do?
There are some programs for some people who fall into that situation, Greg. However, there's not programs for everybody.
Right.
We have prescriptions that, Mike, I know you guys do too. I can think of one prescription that a lady has. Of course, she has insurance and her copay's high, but the prescription itself, one prescription is over $10,000.
Whoa.
And she has to have that once a month. Now, again, I was talking about transparency a while ago. Why is it $10,000? And where does the money go? When you look at that transaction on the pharmacy side, we make less than $100 on a $10,000 prescription. So where does the rest of that money go?
Good question.
You know,
where does it go?
When it changes hands, that money goes in and out as many back doors. Well, I won't make that joke on the air, Greg, but if you could see how many back doors the money goes through, I don't even know if you could figure out.
I'm not that bright.
Where all the pennies fall.
You know, one thing I do appreciate, and you're talking about chaos at these big chain pharmacies, and this is why I love talking about you guys. When I go out to, they know your name. In fact, one of my listeners, I did a thread because I got diagnosed with bronchitis at PrimeMed, and I put the Adams Drugs website on my page, and somebody said, I use the Millbrook store, and it is like the Cheers bar because everybody knows your name when you walk in. That's how it should be everywhere. That's impossible now with the chains, it would seem. And how do you fix this? What can be done, and how can listeners get engaged to help reform this situation?
Well, they need to get involved. They need to have a relationship with their pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of sad that you go in and you got another pharmacist that you didn't see last time you were in. There's constant turnover. 'Cause when you have a relationship with your pharmacist or the tech, they know you. Not only do they know you, they know your health. It just means a lot. You know, a lot of people don't take medicine for the simple reason there's somewhere along the health care line chain that there's some trust. There's some trust issues. Mm-hmm. I don't trust the doctor. I don't trust the drug because I got all these different side effects. I'm not really sure about those people that fill my prescription. They really didn't answer any questions or ask me if I had any questions. It's all about relationships for us, and that's why we are where we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to compete because a $5 copay at Jones Drugs is $5 at Adams Drugs, Walmart, Publix. And people, do you want to go somewhere and they say, we'll have it ready in about 2 or 3 hours?
No. especially if you come straight from the doctor, you're not feeling good. So they hang around for, 90 minutes or 2 hours feeling horrible, or even worse, going home feeling lousy, then having to drive back when you don't feel good. That's no fun either.
Well, this volume issue that we've been talking about, it's only going to get worse because I read just the other day where somebody turns 10,000 people turn 65 every day of the year in the United States.
That is an issue. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people a lot older than me that are kidding, of course. Cynthia, you have a question?
Well, I use GoodRx.
You use what?
You were asking about it.
GoodRx.
Yes, you were just asking about it.
Yes.
And it works great for me. I do not have health insurance. Thank you, Obamacare. I had to drop it because mine went so high. So I download the app, and it has been much better for me than just walking up to a pharmacist. A pharmacy with a prescription and paying full price. It's really worked great for me.
I'm glad to hear that, and I'm sorry, you know, those who have been listening for some time, we've had some horrible things happen to people who got priced out of their plan and then got seriously ill and in one case passed away. And
right, well, I blame the health care for that.
Thank you for getting in on the topic. Anything else that you guys want to get out there now?
I do want to say that even if you do have insurance, and you've been paying $40, maybe $60 copay, ask the pharmacist for a cash price. Sometimes the pharmacist can actually fill it cheaper with cash than they can with the copay. So, and if they say, I can't give you a cash price, then I turn around and walk out.
James?
Like Mike said, you know, I think the relationship, the care and concern, you won't last long on our staff if you don't have genuine compassion for the people that we take care of. That's first and foremost in everything that we do. Beyond that, as far as expense is concerned, 95% of the marketplace, your copays are going to be the same no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some discrepancies because the big corporations get together and make deals, and I understand that. But for those of you who have a choice, even though Jones Drugs or Adams Drugs may not be at the top of a list from a letter you get in the mail, you still have the opportunity to make a choice in the healthcare and the pharmacy that you choose. So I talked to somebody today who said that someone told them when their health care plan changed, they had to use a chain pharmacy.
Right.
They went there one time and said they'd never go back, and they made a phone call and found out that they could continue to use the same pharmacy, which in this case was ours, that they'd been using. They said they'd never go back. But like Mike said, and even with a GoodRx card, if you ask every pharmacy in town for a cash price, if there's 50 pharmacies in the town, you're going to get 50 different prices, even among the same stores.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get different prices. It costs money, different amounts of money in different parts of town to do business. They're going to price their drugs different. But you're going to see that the chains, when they give you a cash price, is going to be tremendously more expensive than what the independents are. So, and sometimes even with the GoodRx card, you may get a price that's less expensive if you ask for the cash price. Probably not in a chain, but in an independent, sometimes you're going to get a price that's less than what even the GoodRx card is.
Anything else? We don't want to leave anything
on the table. That's a very good point, because you go in a chain.